So today, congratulate yourself for choosing this journey to change your inner pain code with Sri Viral Manik. Do follow us on our Facebook page, that is Pure Energy Academy 777. You can follow Sri Viral Manik on his personal Facebook page, that is Sri Viral Manik. You can also avail our audios on www.pureenergyacademy.com. For further inquiries, you can connect to us on 902-969-1739. Welcome to this journey with Sri Viral Manik. Thank you.
Hello, dear. As you are committed to bring about the changes in your life, let us talk about and let me introduce to you your inner pain codes and how the situation arises in your life out of these pain codes will be explained in this audio step by step. So we will do with 11 pain codes, and one is the overall explanation of this pain code that I will give as the 12th one. The first pain code is codependency. As you are aware that we take the journey into the life and we need to interact with people, the first dependency that you may have experienced is that you are dependent for everything, your needs, from your mother and father. And then you look forward to provide the needs, and for that you are dependent on other. That is a perfect healthy journey that we take. But what happens when this codependency code starts operating with you, and how it is affecting your life? So the first thing you will experience is the loss of identity in this. Psychologically, you are completely dependent on people all the time to meet your psychological needs, and your identity is lost and you are merged with the identity of other person, which will lead to compulsive helper and people pleaser. You want to do things which others like, always seeking the approval of other, whether I am doing this is good or not, whether you like it or not. You seek endorsements from the people and you are completely dependent on one or the other relationship. Because you are dependent on the feelings of the other, needs of the others and desires of the other. And in the childhood, when your feelings and needs and desires are unmet, so something which you want in the childhood has not been given to you, because your childhood is controlled by somebody, by the caretaker who is taking care of your growth and your safety and your security. So what happens when you are out of touch with yourself? You lose your identity and you surrender your identity in the relationship to the other. My question to you is, are you experiencing these kind of pains, that you are compulsively helping people? Are you always seeking an approval? Are you dependent on somebody that without him it is not possible for you to live. This is the time where you have to look and experience and identify these incidences, events and the people. What to do? I shall explain you and do the process. Rather than understanding, it is important for us to do the process and change your inner world. So we move on to the second type of the pain code, which is offender's behavior. Now let me explain you what this offender behavior is and how this becomes a pain code. As a child, you are subjected to the violence, or you have witnessed the violence. Violence can be of three types: sexual, physical and emotional. Broadly speaking, an abuse can be of physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, abuse in the thought process, that the freedom of thinking is also curtailed. So these kind of violence when the child faces, he identifies the behavior with the offender, the one who has offended him. And this is how they service their inner pain. So when you have experienced this kind of violence, it is in your memory, and this memory reoccurs because it is a frozen emotion, and this emotion needs to be out of your system and the movement has to be there. So what this pain, when you service, is what exactly you do? You lose the sense of identity, and your identity becomes an identity of an offender. So now the question is, somebody has sexually abused you, somebody has physically abused you. So there are different people. So you identify yourself with the strongest offender. And for that particular hurt, you are identified with that particular offender. So what happens further? This comes also in the different form. As you become a spoiled child, you become superior, you feel in everything superior, you are over indulging into one thing, you are over submission to any of the person. You feel you are never wrong. You always feel it is somebody else's fault. And as an adult, you start